started a large fire. The horses had been walked about, watered with snow, melted over the fire, and fed again. A large pot of stew bubbled merrily. Garrus had even set bread twists to bake in a covered kettle. And then Escariol, on watch, whistled a warning. Pox reached out in thought and found nothing evil. The next moment, she heard the familiar trilling whistle of the rangers. Escariol called out. A few minutes later, two half-elf rangers stepped down into their courtyard of trampled snow.
"We're glad to find you," said one, throwing back his hood. "We knew you were coming, and worried about the storm when you didn't show up at Alla's."
"We should have known that King Squires and a paladin would be safe," said the other, "but such storms can fool anyone."
"You'll share our meal?" asked Pox.
"Certainly."
The first ranger turned to her.
"You're Pox Anarion? Jiren and Tamar send greetings. We met and passed 2 days ago. I'm Ansuli, no relation to the one you knew, and this is Daria."
"If you see them again," said Pox, "please tell them I am grateful."
"I will."
He warmed his hands at the fire.
"As late as it is, you might as well stay here tonight. We would be glad to guide you tomorrow since the snow is so deep."
"Stew's ready," said Garrus.
They all ate heartily. After that, in the long dimming hours before they slept, they all told tales of other winter journeys. Pox had no tales she wanted to tell, so she listened. Escariol told of a wolf hunt, one year when the Onargat froze solid enough to ride over, and they nearly found themselves in Pargon. Pox could not imagine anyone riding out on ice over cold black water. Ansuli countered with a tale of winter hunting in the mountains, against things like orcs, only bigger, that came in tribes and used slings loaded with ice and rock. Leith told of the time she had tried to go from her father's house to her uncle's in a snowstorm, when she'd been told to bide inside. She claimed her father warmed her, so that she forgot all about the cold. Everyone laughed.
"Garrus, I thought you had a story to tell," said Pox, turning to the older man.
"A story? Lady, I have stories enough to keep us up all night, but if you want a snow story, though why anyone would in this cold, did your friend the Duke ever tell you about crossing Hakanarsk Pass in the winter with a Liam Halveric and me?"
"You?"
Pox was startled.
"I didn't know you knew Duke Phelan."
"Fox Blade, I do indeed. I mean, I did. We were squires together at the Halverics. Until that year, anyway. My father decided it was too hazardous a way to make a man of me. That fighting in Arrhenius with a Liam."
He chuckled and poked the fire.
"Or maybe it was a Liam finally losing patience with my clumsiness. I was a slow lad in some ways."
"Well, what happened? I don't think you've told this one to me," said Escariol.
"Or me," added Leith.
"Maybe not," Garrus nodded. "It's been a long time since I even thought of it. When I first came back, I suppose I bored everyone in hearing for a couple of years and then forgot it, as boys do. But it was an adventure, all the same."
He poked the fire again, and Pox saw determined patience on the other faces around the fire. Perhaps Garrus was always this slow to get on with a tale.
"What happened was that a Liam was in a hurry to get home one fall, and instead of going with his company through Valdair, he decided to take the short way over the mountains."
Garrus paused. Leith handed him a flask, and he took a drink.
"Thanks. I was young then. It was my first year to go into Arrhenius with a Liam, though I'd been with him for nearly 3. I suppose Ciri was a couple of years old.